If you've been trying to buy a home in Vermont recently, you may have already learned this the hard way. It is not a cheap thing to do. In fact, the financial literacy website HowMuch.net looked at housing affordability nationwide, and using median home prices, median income levels, and mortgage rates, they found Vermont's housing market was the least affordable in the nation. Now, that doesn't mean it's necessarily the most expensive, but it does mean that just 16% of households can afford a mortgage payment on the typical new home in Vermont. Well, here to give us some perspective on this market and if it's likely to change anytime soon is Lee Horton, a broker and realtor with Lee Horton Properties in St. Albans. She helps clients buy homes primarily in Franklin County, but also in Lamoille, Grand Isle, and Chittenden counties. And Lee Horton, thank you so much for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
Can you give us kind of a thumbnail sketch to start what your 2020 was like? Obviously, a bizarre year with the pandemic, but how was business for buyers and sellers?
2020 was, in fact, that. It was a very interesting year, and I think it caught many real estate agents off guard in the fact that it was a positive year for sales, challenging year for sure for buyers. However, sales did remain consistent throughout 2020 through the pandemic as well.
There was a sense that out-of-state buyers were looking for sort of that, you know, postcard perfect small town Vermont home, especially around Burlington, around Chittenden County. Is that true? And was it true in Franklin and Lamoille counties as well as it was in, say, Chittenden County?
Yes, it was true. And going into 2021, actually seeing it more, if you take a look back at the sales, the buyers from 2020, personally speaking, 10% of my buyers were from out of state. However, now heading into 2021, over 80% of my buyers are from out of state.
80%?
Correct, yes.
And who are these folks mostly? Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, sure. It's primarily the New England region. There are some that are moving up from the warmer climate states to Vermont. Primarily, it is for the relocating for job purposes versus those that are realizing that they can work anywhere. They actually do have jobs in Vermont towns.
And are these people buying primary homes? Are they buying second homes?
Primary homes.
And was that surprising to you as well?
It was surprising when I just, you know, took a look at numbers and saw that that was, in fact, what was happening. You know, it's interesting. It's all types of inventory. It's not just primary homes. It is secondary homes. It is all price ranges. If the homes are priced well, desirable, they're going under contract within days and within 2 days, seeing 20 to 30 showings and then going under contract on the third or fourth day.
Well, as you heard me say in the lead, you know, it's not that Vermont has the most expensive housing market, but at least according to this one website, it is considered the least affordable in the country. So I'm wondering what you're hearing from the average Vermont home buyer. Are they able to buy a home?
Great question. It's the buyer pool is so large right now. It's far surpassing the number of properties that are on the market. It all depends. Financing play comes into hand heavily. It kind of depends on what type of loan. If you are using a loan, are you a cash buyer? Are you financing? Are you putting money down? And when we have such a huge buyer pool here, our sellers are at the luxury, per se, of really having a super strong offer to move forward with, which often means it is that buyer that is super strong financially.
Sounds like there's some competition then. You're talking about out-of-state buyers who may be able to put more cash down, for example, than somebody who's in-state. Are you finding that kind of competition going on?
Absolutely. Yes, we are.
What about some advice for buyers who are losing some of these homes to wealthy out-of-staters?
It isn't always the easiest path, especially when we are in such a strong seller's market. You need a great agent, an agent that is laser focused, that has intense marketing knowledge of where you are looking to purchase. Negotiating, problem solving expertise is super important, and you'll get there. It may take time. It might happen right out of the gates, but you will get there.
Do you see prices coming down over, let's say, the next year? What do you think might happen?
I can certainly answer to what's happening now. However, guesstimating as far as the moving target and what's going to happen, most experts are saying we're not going to see the pricing come down. If anything, we'll see a bit of a marketing dip in that the sales will continue to slow because of the low inventory.
I'm just wondering if there is some good news here or some kind of silver lining in that you are seeing homes moving in places other than Chittenden County. We know there's such a glut of people that usually, typically, they want to move to Vermont, and Chittenden County is the place where they go. But if you're seeing more homes that are selling in Franklin County, is that a good sign?
Another good question. So a way that we like to view the market is our month supply of inventory. So if we take a look at if there were no more properties to come on the market today for the next month out, what does our inventory look like? And all regions right now are seeing 1 to 2 months inventory, which is an extremely strong seller's market. So I think all markets are experiencing pretty close to the same thing, whether you're in Chittenden, Franklin, Grand Isle, Washington, Lamoille. We're all facing the same market inventory.
Do these folks from out of state understand about Vermont winters?
It's interesting you say that. I did a walkthrough, a virtual walkthrough yesterday with buyers purchasing in Essex, and they asked about mud season, and we did validate that, yes, this is true. But no, people are looking for that outdoor lifestyle. I know my family has certainly embraced it even more through COVID. And so they are moving here for the outdoor, wonderful, wonderful outdoor lifestyle that Vermont has to offer.
Lee Horton is a broker and realtor with Lee Horton Properties at MRC in St. Albans. Thank you so much for taking the time.
You're very welcome, Mitch. Thank you for inviting me.